But of course, it can also bring risks if it is not designed and implemented properly. And that's one of the reasons it is taking a bit of time to actually prepare for that, because it is not without some risks. It could, for instance, have a negative impact on financial stability by inducing large shifts from private money to digital euro. This might increase the funding cost of banks and, as a consequence, interest rates on bank loans, potentially curtailing the volume of credit to the economy. Such risk would be higher if a digital euro is used as a widespread store of value. And this is why it should be designed carefully as an attractive means of payment more than as a form of investment. And that could be achieved by remunerating digital euro holdings at a variable rate. Or another possibility could consist of establishing a cap under which only digital euro would be made available. If we decide to introduce a digital euro, the euro system will do so without without jeopardizing financial stability and monetary transmission. We will continue assessing the design features and tools to safeguard those critical elements of monetary policy transmission, of financial stability, and with a view to protecting what is dear, as we know, to citizens' heart, which is the protection of their privacy. And that is certainly best done by a digital euro that is under the control of the European Central Bank.